Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor.
And we have so much content to cover.
Oh my God, there was upwards of 5 minutes of content that we just watched. How are you going, Danielle?
You know how I'm going because I've been a mess all day today. I've truly had an anxiety breakdown.
Yeah.
I've nearly ruined everything in your house. I've nearly fallen over tables. I nearly knocked pots and pans off the stove, nearly poured boiling water over myself.
Oh, yeah. Did you all of that?
Yeah. Because I have too much stuff on right now and it's stressing me out.
Yeah, you are panicked.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm the calmest I've ever been probably. So yeah. The vibe is weird and it's off.
It's off.
Usually it's the other way around.
It is reverse. Can you please explain to everyone how many episodes of Glee you've watched in the last probably week?
What do you mean? In the last week? How am I to know?
How many seasons have you done in the last week?
I can't remember where I was a week ago. I'm sure the podcasters can. Well, so we've done two. So in the past 3 weeks,
yeah,
I'm now up to the end of season four,
which is over 60, probably over 70 episodes of Glee.
Yeah, I'd say so, and they're like 40 plus minute episodes too.
Yeah, and I thought I'd been watching heaps of Glee, and I've watched 7 episodes.
I love content. What can I say?
I know. Can I say it is very fun and like very funny, especially the first season. I remember. I don't know if it's still very funny now where you are.
Not as funny.
But there is a lot more. It is very. It does have a lot of stuff where I'm like, oh boy, this has some problematic jokes and stuff in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was very of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like pushing boundaries. Like, it's weird. It reminds me of watching 30 Rock because you see them talking about contemporary issues. But watching them back, it's like they're issues that are long settled now. And yeah. It's not normal. Like, I feel like in 30 Rock, Tina Fey is just always being racist. And it's just like, haha, aren't we all like this? And I'm like, no, people aren't like that anymore. She's like, whoops, I like thought a guy was a terrorist. She's like, whoops, I thought a guy was like a waiter because he was black or like stuff like that. And it's like, no, that's not relatable anymore.
Oh, that's highlighting some problems.
Yeah, and there was just like an episode with like a trans girl in it, and then yeah, they just have a fight. One of the guys is just like, you're a dude, and it's just them like just going, and I'm like, this isn't like, he just comes across as like a huge cunt, and I'm not going to be rooting for him in any other episode now because of that. I mean, this was years ago, so
yeah, that's what first turned us off Bill.
What
turned us off Bill? I was bringing it back to the Bachelor.
Yeah, the trans baiting.
Yeah, that's what turned us off Bill, and then we hated him always. And
yeah,
we
but that happened in 2018.
That's
this
true.
This happened in like 2012. So
I'm sorry.
But yeah, there's some fucking full-on stuff. I've definitely watched further now than I did originally. I haven't seen these episodes before.
So got to the bit where Kurt and Blaine had the sad cry song?
Yes, I did.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on? You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong?
Okay, stop.
Okay.
But it's like there's some fucking full. I was watching last night. I was like, I'll watch a little bit before bed. Fucking school shooting.
What?
Episode.
There's a school shooting episode in Glee.
No one gets shot, just like there's just like halfway through a normal episode, and then they just hear these shots and these screams, and then it's just like 10 minutes of just them just like just sitting in silence, horrified. Like, Britney's stuck in the toilet on her own, crying and fucking hell.
Oh, no, that is, like, not good.
Jesus Christ. They didn't shy away from it.
I mean, that's good that they didn't shy away from it. Did it seem like, hopefully there
wasn't...
Now
they're talking about sexual assault. Honestly.
Okay, hopefully there isn't stressful. Some sort of, like, singing thing that happens during the school shooting.
It was very serious.
Okay, good. There was no, like...
I think it was just trying to
bang,
show...
Bang, you shut me down.
The kids go through.
Okay, good. Because sometimes they do inappropriate sing-offs or sing-offs. Singing songs in weird places.
Oh, absolutely, all the time. You're like, yeah, no, the they fuck? Didn't start singing during the school shooting.
Sometimes I wish Glee had way less songs.
Sometimes
I skip through the songs.
Sometimes I do skip through the songs, but very rarely.
Okay.
Usually when a dude I don't care about is singing.
The first song I skipped through was, like, episode 3, I think.
You're already skipping songs. You're in episode 3.
Yeah, because I skipped that song when Mercedes sings that song where
she's like...
I bust
your window out your car. Yeah. You bitch. You have no appreciation for the classic.
I'm sorry, but that was insane. That was, like...
It's a good song.
Yeah, but what? Why? Okay, so I didn't believe any of it. Mercedes never thought... Okay, I didn't like that whole plot.
Yeah, but it was episode 3. I didn't. Yeah. I forgive them this because I'm like, this is... None of these characters are fully, like, realized yet, and it's just kind of weird.
Going back to when I watched the first episode again, there were so many things that just annoyed me, like characters where they'd stated somebody's, like, got a personality trait, and then the person would just, like, that completely wouldn't be a thing moments later.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, stop this.
I can't believe we're talking about Glee again.
Oh, my God.
I went to a Japanese bathhouse today.
You did.
Which is, you're glaring at me. Yeah. And it's because I was like, what time are you going to come over? And you said 4. And then I thought I'd message you to be like, okay, cool. But unfortunately I hadn't messaged you back. And then I went into a Japanese bathhouse where you don't have your phone on you for like 2 hours. And then I was so calm. And then I finally picked up my phone and just like missed calls and, hello!
So annoyed. I had so much to do and I was like, now I don't know what's happening with Naomi and I don't know what's happening with this and I've got to leave tomorrow.
It's literally like the only time I haven't been on my phone just perpetually.
I know. How dare I have told you last week to get off your phone more and to not fill your head with everything that's happening on your phone and in podcasts. Have your phone on 24/7, Naomi, and respond ASAP. But I will not be responding ASAP myself.
It's quite ironic that the thing that you told me to do to calm me down stressed you out so much.
It stressed me out so much. I don't like it when other people don't reply.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry because I should have messaged you back.
Yeah, because you know what it looked like for me? It looked like I'd sent you a message. You hadn't seen it. So I called you on Facebook Messenger. Then it said that you saw it when I called you.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was like,
oh,
Facebook
was on my laptop.
Oh. So it said it saw it when you called me. And then after the call, you just ignored the rest of my messages. And I was like, what the fuck? This bitch.
Meanwhile, I'm just soaking in a tub.
So annoyed.
I had to be naked.
Was there other people around?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, I was like, I've shied away from it in the past. I'm like, I can't go there. I have to be naked. But then I was like, what the fuck are you afraid of, you stupid bitch?
Yeah.
So then I did it. And it was only weird for the first like 30 seconds. And then it was fine.
Okay. Yeah. I went to a naked pool once.
Oh, yeah?
And, well, not a naked pool, naked pond in England. There was like a...
Naked pond.
There was like a co-ed pond, so girls and boys, you wore clothes there. Then there was a boys-only pond and a girls-only pond. And in the boys-only and girls-only pond...
Was it like a hot spring or...
No, it was literally a pond. It was a pond and it was like... the water was like black. And so, like, it wasn't black from dirt. It was just black because it was like so deep and like the algae in the bottom made it look black. Like you couldn't see the bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway, me and my friend Marcella went. It was a nude pond, but we didn't get nude.
You didn't get nude? No, this one you have to get nude.
There was half people with clothes on and then half people with not clothes on.
I think that's why this one they make you go nude because otherwise what do you turn into?
Yeah, sorry.
And it's also all these rules about like you can only your body can go in the water, not even like you have to tie your hair up and stuff and you can't put any like what. I Googled it because I don't want to offend people when
so
I do these
So you don't put
things.
Your hair in the water? What else don't you put in the water?
You can't put anything in the water except your naked body.
Okay.
And you have to, like, scrub and wash thoroughly before you get in the water so that the water stays clean. It's not for cleaning. It's for when you're clean.
Okay. So I assume that when you got your laser, that your body is no longer red in those places now.
Yes,
that
would
be so uncomfortable if you went straight after a laser appointment.
No, they tell you specifically not to do that.
Okay, cool.
Not to soak. But anyway.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
that's right. You know, like, get a wet.
I went like 30 seconds in being like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, to like 2 minutes in, and then like seeing another girl like dip a washcloth in the water. And I was just like,
how
fucking dare you. I know what I'm doing because I YouTubed it, because I don't do anything in halves. But it was really nice, and then it was fine, and I was like, oh, being naked is fine.
Yeah.
Because also I was didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't really see anyone else's bodies that well anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was what a treat.
What a beautiful treat.
And I was so calm. Oh, it was so calm. And I could tell there was another girl there, and I think what she'd done was like booked a massage, but you have to do the shiatsu massage includes the bath.
Oh.
You have to do the bath before the massage. And I'm not sure she knew that, or whether she just like did not like the idea of being naked around other people.
Yeah.
But like, I was just like relaxing in the bath.
I mean, that's a very confronting thing if you haven't thought about the fact that you will be doing it. If you just turn up at a place, not having ever been naked in front of strangers, and then realize that you've been expected to be, that would be.
And it's like part, you have to bathe. Like, you have to go and do the, I think you would at least have to shower or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she she tried to like get, so she had like a towel on, and you're supposed to like hang your towel outside the whole wet area, but she like carried hers in, which is like whatever. But I was like, I was fine. I was fucking walking
around.
You
should have just yelled at her. I usually wear glasses. I can't see you, babe. I just feel comfortable, babe. I can't even see you. You're all blobs to me. You're all just blobs of different colors.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have made her feel really at ease. Anyway, and she tried to like get in quickly, but like she just dropped her towel, and then she just like sort of just like, yeah, just like right into the water. And then I looked at her, and her eyes were so wide. She was just like fucking panicked, man. Then someone came and got her for a massage, and I was like, that's totally what's happened.
Oh, I feel
chill
so
out.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I feel so sorry for her. That would be so confronting if you didn't know you were expected to be naked in front of strangers.
And it wasn't even like, I don't know, it made me realize that all bodies are the same. It doesn't matter anyway. But like, she was really like, she didn't have a bad body either. Like, she didn't even have like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just
like, I think it's always like, I remember when I was in London, I used to take the kids to go to like swimming lessons, and like I'd have to like, you know, they'd have a shower before they hopped in the pool, and then when they get out, we'd wash their hair and get them dressed and blow dry their hair and do all that stuff. But the whole time they'd just be like naked women walking around everywhere, and the little boy loved it. Best time of his life. Ellie, the little girl, she would just like stare at everybody, and I thought in her eyes she was like eyeing everybody up, because I think she had a bit of like body issues, because you know how you get that stuff from your parents.
Oh,
she like mentioned a few times. She was like 7 and was like, "I'm on a diet," and I was like,
"Oh God,
you're not on a diet."
Oh man, I'm so glad every day I didn't have a mum.
Yeah,
like that. Like, she never like talked like that at all. Like, I have friends who've been like that. Their like mum's been like,
"Yeah,
you're looking a bit fat lately, my love." That's fucking psycho. That is so sad. 7 years old.
Yeah, I remember once, one of the things I remember seeing my nana say to my mum, when my mum was probably like, maybe like 37 probably. So I was probably like 14 or 15 or something. Anyway, my mum was getting dressed. My mum was like in a racer's outfit, and we were all staying at nana and granddad's. Well, mum and dad went to the races, and my mum was wearing this like sleeveless dress. And then my nana said, "You shouldn't wear a sleeveless dress. You need to cover your arms."
She's already wearing it.
And I remember,
she's about to leave.
Yeah. And I remember that being like, it's a dress she's bought for the races.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just put anything on. And then I just remember from that point not knowing that arms could be bad.
Oh, arms can be bad.
And then that's when I knew arms could be bad from then on.
Arms are like most likely bad. That's like,
I didn't know.
Very rarely do arms look good, I think. Because even like, I'm fairly skinny, but even if I press my arm again, it's like when your leg hits a chair and it just like sort of like
washes out.
Yeah. what happens to your arm. And so, like, if people, when they pose, they make sure that their arm isn't pressed against their body.
That's why they're all like, you're like, why are you in that position? That's not natural. But if it's natural, they look
it's just, if it's natural, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's when I knew arms were bad. Let me tell you about all the other times I found out different parts of the body were bad.
Babe, go to the Japanese bathhouse. You realize that we're all the same and it's fine and it's chill and everything's cool. And maybe you'll stop freaking the fuck out.
All right, but if I have to show my goddamn arms, I'm not going.
I think they will see your arms, unfortunately.
No, because not if I paint across my, if I get my vagina vajazzled, then nobody will be looking at my arms. They'll be looking at my vajazzled vagina. That's what I'll do. I'll say, eyes down here. You can't
take vajazzles into the bath.
You can't?
Danielle.
What if I get, no, I wouldn't get that. I
was what, gonna piercings?
Say, yeah, those like, what are they called them? Dermos?
A dental dam?
I'm not wearing a dental dam in the pool. Jesus Christ.
It'll cover you up. Also, I mean, the other thing is that I was like, oh no, everyone's going to see my vagina. The lengths you have to go to see someone's vagina.
Yeah, you can't see. You can see the front of a vagina, which is just basically a crease.
Yeah.
You can't see.
And you have to be staring at it as
you're
well.
You're not seeing anybody's labia,
nah.
Whichever one's the one that is, you know, you're not seeing
anybody's
labia.
Someone might have seen it when I got in the spa. That's because I had to extend my leg pretty far. That's to be fair.
I'm sure they were paying close attention to your labia.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what these people are like. Nah, it was chill. Everyone's chill. Except that one girl. Still yeah, remember the look of panic out. In her eye.
Poor lady, she went home. She had the most stressful day at the spa in the world.
Yeah.
That is not the place okay. for an anxiety attack. I feel for her so badly.
Well, it's not even just the being naked thing. It's like the, because it's like culturally different as well. You're like trying to make sure you're not doing anything wrong. And yeah, like, I did extensive research.
The idea of not knowing what I'm doing in a day is terrifying. When I didn't know that I was going to be, what time I was coming to your house and what time I had this other thing on, that stressed me out. If I went to, if I didn't know what was happening, if I got to a spa expecting what I thought was going to happen and then somebody like did, I went to a massage once and then they were like massaging my neck and put heaps of oil in my hair. Mm. And that stressed me the fuck out. I've had
that happen too.
I just spent the whole time getting massage washers, putting it in my hair, thinking, fuck, I'm never going to get all this oil out. I'm never going to get it. I'm going to be like one of those birds with all the sea black oil in my hair and it's never going to come out. I'm going to have to shave it out.
You'll never fly again.
I'll never fly again.
I did that. I got that once, but then I immediately went to a hairdresser to get my hair washed and cut.
Okay, good.
And then the guy was like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, it's not me. I'm not a slippery little slicky. Okay, so The Bachelor starts in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Are you excited?
So excited.
I'm excited to see a Bachelor again that has brain function.
Yes.
And not like...
just severe of issues probably because slang. Of
being concussed multiple times.
Yeah.
I was reading apparently multiple times or at least once Nick Cummins, when he was on set for The Bachelor, like he ran away in the bush. What? He ran away from his handler in the bush, took his clothes off and then just like walked
offset or walked
just walked through the bush, like just escaped.
Okay.
Because he was so fucked up
from the whole experience.
Yeah, he was so stressed out about it and he just like wanted to get away. Like clearly he's a guy who likes the outdoors and being alone, and so he just like took his clothes off and just like I'm just imagining
why
being
did
that
he take
producer.
His clothes off?
I'm pretty sure he took his clothes off, unless I made that part up. I mean, he probably left his underwear on or
this
something.
This is why people think yaoi's exist, because they're just seeing a man walking naked in the forest.
He's like a hairless Bigfoot. Nick Cummins ran away.
Nick Cummins ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He actually ran away from the set one day. So here's what he said. Are you on your phone messaging someone or are you paying attention?
Yes, I'm good.
You literally said that while still staring. Have
yeah,
you locked
I'm
the phone?
Yes, I've locked the phone. Look.
Are you going to unlock it in a moment?
Yes.
We'll just do it now.
Okay. I just need to quickly read what's happening in this dilemma.
You better edit all this out.
I will. Okay, cool. I'm done. Okay. Alrighty. When we're back. Sorry, Naomi.
So he says, I just took off. Okay. The former sports star explained that as someone who craves loneliness, being followed around by producers was incredibly challenging and forced him to actually run away while his mind was on a bathroom break. I just took off into the bush, he said, and I went there for hours and hours. I remember stripping off to my undies and laying on a rock, and I said a couple of prayers. I asked whoever was listening, help, give me some guidance and give me some energy, because I was fading. My soul was going dark.
Okay. Oh, okay,
boy.
Nick.
Boy.
I think Nick was just like, but is, I don't have any guys to hang out with. I just want some guy time.
Oh. I feel sorry for him.
I don't.
What is happening here? We've completely switched vibes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I go it's to insane. One bathhouse.
You go to one bathhouse. And I leapfrog over here to serenity. And I'm the anxious one.
I just transferred it to you by virtue of turning off my phone.
This is the worst type of Freaky Friday I've ever experienced.
Oh, I'm loving it.
I know you are because you're in my mood.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, so some people pointed out to us, yes, we did predict that upon
him telling people he was an astrophysicist,
they would state what their star signs are.
Yes, and that was in the first, like, what, 10 seconds of a film, of a clip?
Basically the first preview we got of the show.
Yeah, was him saying, I'm an astrophysicist, and her saying, I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Gemini.
Or a Gemini.
I talked to someone who actually knows her and they said she would have definitely been joking.
Okay.
But they've edited it weird.
Oh, that's so embarrassing because I probably would have done a similar thing. I probably would have been like, yeah, I'm a Libra.
But she doesn't. But she doesn't. I don't know. We'll have to watch it.
She didn't say it like it was a joke though. Yeah. It didn't sound like it was a joke.
No, it didn't. So I'm going to hold off on judgment.
Yep.
I'm on the fence on that one then.
Okay. Oh, I wrote down a note after watching it, which is that his job as an astrophysicist is to look for new inhabitable planets, right? Mm-hmm. That's his job. And then he said he's really happy with his career so far and how much he's done. To which I say, well, you haven't found a new planet yet, so what have you done?
Oh, my God, Danielle, it takes some time. Are you serious?
So what is he even doing? Just looking off into the black abyss and being like, good, this is, I'm having a good time, this is great.
Well, he looks off into a little bit of black abyss and he goes, not here.
That is true.
Now he knows not to look at that little bit of black abyss again.
Yeah, that was a little joke there by me as well. Little joke.
I'm sorry, next time we'll laugh and not do any critical thinking.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Even though, oh my God, I'm gonna be so annoying this season, I think.
Why?
I'm just gonna be perpetually trying to relate myself to Matt because we have the same bachelor degrees.
What bachelor degree?
Science and engineering.
Oh, sorry.
A double degree. I don't know, you forgot. What else am I gonna do with it, Danielle?
I don't know. I guess because you're career is going to be in TV, probably not too much apart from mention it. But yeah, you're right. Unless one day you're on some sort of show where, I don't know, you're some sort of expert in a field.
Oh, yeah. Like I can do.
You can be the engineering expert and you'll be like, I've not really worked in the field.
Like for like that girl on NCIS?
Yeah.
I could be her.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do you think people would find me as hot?
Yeah, we can dress you up a bit.
Yeah, for sure. That's really.
I'm joking. You're beautiful. I was being silly again.
Thank you. So was I. I know I'm beautiful. All bodies are beautiful. That's what I learned at the Japanese place. For some reason, there's a little supercut of all the women speaking different languages while they talk about the language of love.
I think this is them trying to be like, look, we're diverse, but also we know what it's going to be. We know there's going to be two diverse people.
Two women of color.
Mm-hmm. And everybody else will be white.
Yes, but some of them will be blonde and some will be brunette.
That is true.
That's diversity to
and
me.
Some of them might be tan and some of them might be nearly see-through.
Nearly see-through.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you describe me?
No, you're not super, nearly you're see-through. White, but you're not nearly see-through yet.
Yeah, yet. I'll get there.
No, but I mean like you're...
My milk skin.
Yeah, I mean like on the spectrum of see-through to white to tan-tan, then you're like towards the... You're like towards the start of white, but you're certainly not in the translucent category yet.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
No worries.
So we have one of them speaking Persian.
Mm-hmm.
One of them speaking French, and then one of them speaking Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that one is. oh my God, there's this girl who brings a fucking molecule necklace.
No.
What? We just watched it together.
I don't think she bought a molecule necklace. Didn't she bring a temporary tattoo?
Oh, right. Sorry, it reminded me of these ones you can buy online.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm in the right here.
Well, she bought them in a fucking jewelry box, okay? It did look like a necklace.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, a temporary tattoo of a molecule, and I just loved how much she thought, like, she was just hoping to be the interesting smart one, and then he knew everything she was talking about.
Yeah, that was...
She opened it and she goes, "You have no idea what this is, do you?" And he goes, "Molecule." And she's like, yeah.
He says the name of the molecule though, right?
She says oxytocin and then he finishes her sentence.
It's like the chemical of love.
The chemical of love. And they say it at the same time. And she genuinely looks disappointed.
Yeah.
She was hoping to stand out.
You'd think it would be more romantic that they both said it at the same time. But she looked disappointed.
Yeah. She's just hoping to impress some dumbass man.
Yeah, she's upset that she's going for a man just as smart as her. She's one of those ones who wants a dumber man.
She wants Honey Badger.
Yeah, poor lady. She doesn't want Honey Badger. Nobody wants...
Oh, I think there is probably still plenty of... I mean, you I reckon know, maybe he's been publicly disgraced now, but if you take that away from it, then I think there are plenty of people.
That's true. Maybe I feel like maybe you'd want somebody... Maybe what she was going for more was like maybe somebody just as smart as her, but smart in a different way or smart in a different field.
Well, we're all 100% intelligent. They can all
show off.
I don't know. Like sporty?
I don't know. Maybe not sporty. Maybe like music or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
A comedy.
Yep.
That's a certain skill set. Important one.
That is... Do you know, I got advertised a comedy course the other day.
Really?
You
should take it.
There's a university one now, so you can get your bachelor in comedy, apparently.
No, you can't.
You can. I'll think you do it. It's so ridiculous.
A bachelor in comedy.
What, you don't, you're saying you don't want your bachelor in comedy, Naomi?
What the fuck am I going to do with that? Bachelor in comedy.
Use it, say, if somebody says your joke isn't funny, say, well, actually, I've got the degree.
All that's coming up is comedy skits about The Bachelor.
I got a screenshot of it when it got recommended on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
College of the Arts, and it says about the course. Do you dream of a creative career in stand-up comedy, writing, production, film and television, radio, performing arts or podcasting?
No.
The Bachelor of Dramatic Arts Comedy is perfect for students wanting to work in the comedic side of the arts and entertainment industries. You will be taught and mentored by industry experts who are currently working within many sectors of the industry, including theatre, film, television, radio and podcasting.
A degree in podcasting is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, how dare you? Because you could be getting it. I wonder how much this course is.
I'm under the, like, I really don't think you can learn comedy.
No.
I mean, you can absorb, like.
Yeah, all you're going to do is end up getting one of those people who's like, You know those people who like maneuver comedy?
Yes.
Like they manipulate, like they understand the way comedy works, but they're not funny, so they can just sort of like manipulate beats and you know what I mean, but it's horrific. There's apparently comedy courses at NIDA too.
I mean, that's probably comedic acting.
No, it says stand-up comedy.
Oh, fuck off. Oh my God.
Guess how much it is?
$3,000.
No, that's, well, that you really overshot
it's
it.
It's NIDA.
Remember, it's comedy, so. Also, yeah, it's comedy.
$1,000.
$558.01.
Well, that's actually way less than I expected from NIDA. So.
Who's teaching it? Also, the picture that they have for stand-up comedy is absolutely, on the NIDA one, is absolutely not funny at all. It's very dramatic.
It's two people making eye contact, clearly doing a dramatic scene.
Do you want to learn what you'll learn at the stand-up comedy NIDA course?
Yes.
For adults, 18 plus. Level, core techniques. Stand-up comedy for beginners. Discover and develop skills in stand-up comedy. Explore slapstick, clowning, and the double act. Write and tell funny stories. Use the microphone effectively and make your audience laugh. This course is excellent for building confidence in front of an audience. Course components. Experiment with clowning. It's pretty much the same thing there. Okay. Work alongside an industry expert as you perform your very own stand-up routine in front of an audience. Outcomes. The application of comedic techniques whilst writing performance material. Increase confidence when public speaking and whilst performing as a comedian. The performance of your own stand-up comedy routine. Prerequisites, some experience recommended. Not sure which course is most... What? So, okay, I'm confused.
Well, they teach you how to use a mic stand, and they teach you to be confident in being yourself on stage.
And how to do clowning. The double act.
Well, then I understand clowning, because that's a whole different thing, though. That's not stand-up comedy.
Yeah, you can't have stand-up comedy spend most time doing clowning and the double act. And what was the other one? Slapstick.
Slapstick. Just throw a fucking banana on the ground, man. What do you want?
So, how come? Okay, so there's a stand-up comedy course which includes clowning, but there's also a clown course.
Well, all stand-up is clowning.
That's true.
When you do it. Ayo!
Rude.
Gotcha. Come on. All right, that's enough. Obviously, okay. We should take those courses. We'll start a GoFundMe and people can put in some money and then we'll do the courses.
We'll go
and
get
we'll
our bachelor.
Finally be funny.
Yep. We'll go get our
comedy.
I don't
think it's a bachelor.
It says bachelor.
I think it's a workshop.
No. The NIDA one was, but the other one was a bachelor.
Oh, Bachelor of Dramatic Arts Comedy.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah, you can't get that. You can't get that approved, right? Surely not.
We don't really get much else from these videos. What do we get? Just people not really understanding what an astrophysicist is.
Yeah, and one lady's in a wedding dress.
One lady is in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
You got to stand out.
That's true.
Like that, I would just stand out by being the most beautiful woman there. That would be my plan. That's a good plan.
That is a good plan.
Maybe wear red.
Red? Is that a color you look very good in? Or is that just like an eye-catching color for men?
I think it's just an eye-catching color.
Okay.
But I think I look all right in it. I don't look bad.
Oh no, I can't wait to see you in your Korean tech wear. That's red.
Fuck yeah.
Is it near?
It's still processing, but the things have arrived because they had to order the clothes from other places. And then so it's on its way. It's gonna come and then I'm gonna put it on once and I'm gonna be like, I can't pull this off, and then I'm gonna panic and send it back.
Yeah, I really wanna see it on you because I really hope it's either the best thing you've ever worn or the worst thing you've ever worn.
Weirdly, I only hope it's the best thing.
Okay. Because I'm happy with either, but I don't want it to be in the middle.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to disappoint you.
Okay, thank you. I want you to look like the best I've ever seen anybody look in the world, or the worst I've ever seen anybody look in the world.
Much like my strategy for The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I'll just make sure that I look like the best person who's ever existed and the most beautiful.
Good.
All right, good. That's a good plan. there's, what else is there? Not much. The Bachelor starts in 2 weeks. And one girl says, I can't believe he's smart. That's so exciting.
Yeah. I feel like that's just somebody who's not good at talking. And they've said, what do you think about him? And be peppy when you're saying it.
I can't believe he's smart. Like a nerd? A lot of people are smart. Most of the bachelors they've gotten have been smart. But actually, that's a complete lie.
Yeah.
There's been 6 seasons. I'd say 3 of them have been smart. Tim, season 1.
Yep.
Which I did not watch, but he seems nice. Sam, season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Wood. Smart. He's like a fitness guy, but, you know, he's just got his head screwed on, right? On. And then Matty J.
Okay.
Not a genius.
But all right.
But he's all right. He can tell a joke.
What about, was this guy smart? And also he's been in the news this week. Apollo. Was he smart? He was in a contestant on another show this week. I saw an ad for it.
What is it?
He was on the X Factor, I think, doing some sort of magic
trick. Oh, no. Oh, I hate magicians so much. With
fire.
That's like the most painful part of that was how, like, whenever he talked about magic, everyone was just so wide-eyed because he was in a house full of men and they were all just like...
Men fucking love magic. They love magic so much.
Disgusting. And they're all just like, man, we can't compete with Apollo. Look, he's so beautiful and he's so nice and he does magic. I was like, stop it. And then, like, it was Sophie Monk and she's just... Yeah, of course she likes magic too.
Yeah.
She's the only person who's allowed to like magic, and I won't resent them for it, to be honest.
Yeah, magic is horrific.
It's so embarrassing.
Jono used to love doing magic.
Of course he did. He doesn't surprise me in any way.
He used to do a comedy bit that I've never seen. Thank God. where he's like wearing a jacket, like a nice suit jacket.
Okay.
And underneath he's got a t-shirt and the t-shirt's got like something that he refers to in the joke. Then he refers to something else, turns around and there's a different t-shirt which has a thing on underneath and you don't see it. He just like does a twirl. It said it's got a lot of safety pins involved or something.
All you've told me is that he's wearing a suit jacket and then he takes it off.
No, he doesn't ever take the suit jacket off, but the t-shirt underneath changes.
Oh, my God. Like, he had, like, an apparatus.
Yeah, I think so. No, I think it's out of safety pins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's my boyfriend.
That's fucking crazy. I want to see it.
Yeah, me too. But
how does he change shirt?
I've asked him to do it for me, but he won't do it for me because he said it's a lot of prep and I'm just going to ask him to do it at home.
Well, how about Mark and I will come over.
Okay, good. He wants to have you guys over for dinner sometime, so... We'll have to have you over anyway, and then I'll make him wear like his apron, and he'll be doing a chef thing, and then he'll come out and he'll do the trick for all of us.
Hell yeah!
Good.
He okay. Literally, I was talking to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I want to hang out with you guys, but Danielle never organizes it."
Yeah, I don't know why it's on me. Why can't he message to organize stuff?
Men, for some reason, are incapable of organizing their own social calendars. That's why they get girlfriends, so that they don't, like, lose all their friends, because, like, they just expect women to, like,
organize. He expects me to do this with all... He's like, you don't want me to hang out with them because you never organize. And I'm like, I've got other shit to organize. You need to tell me. You never tell me when you want to do it. I'm trying to organize the podcast. It's already hard enough trying to organize it when we meet to do the podcast. Oh, my God. He messages you more than I do anyway.
Yeah, I was like, why can't you organize? And he's like, oh, I feel like, you know, Danielle's the, like, she's
yeah,
closer
he thinks
to you
that
and
I'm
Mark.
The connecting thing. I'm like, you're good friends with them as well. You're friends with them as well. We've hung out with them multiple times.
Yeah, I was like, you and I are better friends than Danielle and Mark are. Like, yeah. I don't know where you're getting this. And he goes, yeah, but Mark and Danielle have worked together professionally.
Sorry, Tazo. Scared the shit out of you with that laugh.
So, because you're professional colleagues, it's up to
but
you.
But have we? We've done
you
like
did a, you I've went done on a podcast. Their podcast.
What is he talking about? He's given Mark human salt. That's yeah. That's the same level of interaction.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I do not understand. So Mark does this to you as well with other people, or not?
I mean, no, he doesn't be like, we should do it. He just will leave it up to me or not see anyone because he's an introvert.
That's what I feel like happens. I feel like Jono's doing the same thing where he's just like, we should do this. And then little do I know, he's upset that I haven't gone above and beyond to organize it. I don't understand.
You're a bitch and you're controlling him in a relationship by not actively setting up play dates.
I'm like, oh my God. When he says that, I'm like, you message if you want to do it. You're the one who's like, I want to hang out too, but you're the one who's like, we need to watch this movie with them and I need to cook them all. All right, well, then if you want to do all this stuff, you organize it. Oh, my God. I'm glad you're on my side with this.
I am on your side. Oh. So much. I feel good. Like every straight relationship is just like the guy being like, why haven't you done this? Just seems like something you'd do.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about men.
Oh.
Wait, that's all we talk about.
Yeah. We wouldn't have a podcast if we didn't talk about
it. Without men, well, we'd have nothing to yell about.
That's true.
So I think we should take a moment to just like appreciate
the men in our lives.
Yeah. That's true. Jono did message me to tell you that he was cancelling you. Who wanted me to cancel you.
Oh, yeah, because I yelled at an incel who we were watching a documentary about. Don't say what I called them.
No, what you said was problematic, but it was at someone who would probably say it straight back to you.
Yes. His name was the Catfish Man.
What does he catfish people?
So he's an incel and he obviously involuntarily celibate.
Yes.
And
so thrilled that that term has gone mainstream now.
Good. And now apparently, so women are shallow bitches because they don't want to sleep with him and they want to sleep with just hot dudes. And also, by the way, all of the incels, generally, the reason that they're not fucking is not because they're ugly. It's because of their personality. A lot of them look pretty normal and I've seen some pretty ugly people. I've seen some pretty ugly people and they're not virgins or yeah, not incels. Like, everybody fucks, all right? The only reason you're not sleeping with anybody is because you give off them creepy vibes.
Yeah.
Right? This guy, Catfish Man, what he does is he poses.
Wait, are you calling him that?
No, that's his name. That's what he calls himself. And he wears a half face mask The bottom half of his face is covered in like a ski mask. I'll find a picture of him.
And he's like, why isn't anybody fucking me? The Catfish Man.
Well, he it's doesn't.
He's like the Phantom of the Opera. What's he doing?
Exactly. So he poses as a male model online.
Okay.
And then he starts talking to women. And then those women, he asked to meet up with them. And then when they go to meet up with him at the cafe, they think they're meeting a model and he walks in with a film camera and starts filming them and says, you dumb idiot, you thought you were meeting up with a model. Why would a model want to fuck you? And then they walk away and he's like, you fucking fat ass, get out of here. And he's like yelling at them and then the lady's like, get away from me. And he's like follows her to the car and she's like, leave me alone. Stop filming. And he's like, well, why? You're a fucking whore. You just think that, like, that you just want this hot model man. And also, like, it's insane because firstly, you're just like, I mean, all right. So on the internet, what's wrong with a lady if a hot guy's talking to her? What's wrong with her going to meet up with him if she likes him? There's nothing wrong with that.
She's a fucking whore, Danielle.
There's nothing wrong with that. But also this guy, it's also like, if you had have talked to her like a normal man, maybe she would have liked you. You don't know. But you were being weird. Also, then at a later point, he goes, yeah, so I got, I'm not allowed to talk to my ex-girlfriend anymore.
Legally,
because I got like a restraining order or whatever on me. And then I broke the, because of like domestic violence or whatever. And then I broke the restraining order. And yeah, that's what got me in jail. Because he obviously went and, like, beat her up or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
And no one's fucking this guy.
Nobody's fucking this guy. Nobody's fucking the guy who wears a half Facebook. Well,
I'm
mad for him.
I'm so mad that, like, women don't want to be around him.
Yeah.
So angry that no woman's being subjected to this.
I do not understand.
He's literally just, like, he just must be so mad that he just, like, literally has to find women to go and yell at.
Yeah, he's so angry. He doesn't.
Oh, my God.
And he said he doesn't think of them as real people. He said it. And you're like,
why would they want to go near you?
Yeah. You just seem to think that you're entitled to fuck them. And if they don't want to
fuck
you.
Well, what else are we good for, Danielle?
There's something wrong. I had to explain it to Jono because he didn't understand. He was like confused that they even existed. He's like, he thought that all the like screenshots of them were like fake and made up. And I was like, no, they're real. And he was like, I just don't understand like, I don't understand how it works. And then I had to break it down to the point that they think of, like, women as, like, objects. So they don't think of women as real people. And they get upset that the women want to fuck people who aren't them. And then, so the way Jono understood it was like, all right, so, yeah, I don't understand how you'd be upset if somebody didn't want to fuck you. But I understand if, like, I wanted to buy a watch. I understand if I wanted to buy the watch and then the watch said no, I couldn't own the watch. Yeah, I'd be annoyed at the watch.
That's actually a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah, and that's the way he understood it.
But you're a watch. You're supposed to go on my wrist.
You're just a watch. You're nothing. You don't get to say watch.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the Bagel Boss video?
Yes. That's psycho. What a psycho little man.
I watched it so many times and I sent it to some friends and I was like, watch this. And they were like, oh, I thought it was going to be funny, but it's just sad. And I was like, actually, it's very funny.
It's very, very funny.
If you haven't watched it, it's this short guy who's in a bagel shop and then he just starts screaming about how women don't like him on dating sites. Here's my favorite part is that these bigger men are like, you got to stop this. And he's like, oh, fucking fight me. What does he say? He's like, you're not God or my dad or my boss. Which is like true, I guess. But then he's just like, let's take this outside. Let's fight. And then one of the guys just, this guy is like almost double his height or something.
Yeah, it looks
just
ridiculous.
Just puts him on the ground, but he doesn't punch him or anything. He just is like laying on top of him like he's like a naughty dog. He's just like, hey, you gotta calm down.
Yeah, that man was so annoying because, the reason nobody wants to fuck you is not because you're tiny. The reason nobody wants
to fuck
you. Well,
people can be rude about that on dating sites. Yeah, but everyone has.
Everybody's got different things. Like, yeah. People are horrible to people of all different, like,
yeah,
the ways they look. Like,
race is a big one.
Yeah, like, there's not, don't tell me that there's not, like, a girl who wouldn't sleep with a 5-foot man.
Mm.
Like, I know dudes who are short and they are fine. You know, sure, it's not everybody is fucking you. But not everybody's fucking you all the time anyway.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself.
Okay. I don't understand.
But I think he's like so mad that they're laughing at him. But they're laughing at him because he's being a fucking psycho. And yeah. I feel like he's gotten himself into this cycle where he just says a stupid, like he's just a fucking insane guy. And then he'll say something stupid and then a woman will laugh. And then he's like, well, women laugh at me. Well, now I'm going to yell at you. It's like, no, you're doing it again.
Yeah, the reason we don't want to fuck you is because you got a bad sense of humor and you're a psychopath. It's, you know.
Apparently he signed up to do a celebrity fight.
With who?
With Antoine Dodson.
I don't know who that is.
Who is the guy who did that interview that got turned into a song about when there was an intruder in his house. And he was like,
oh,
you know, that hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. Had your kids, had your wife.
Climbing in your windows, snatching your people up, trying to rape them so you'll need to hide your kids.
They're raping everybody out there.
Yeah. That word was less edgy back then. But apparently they're going to fight or something.
Oh, my God. How big is that other guy? Is he big?
I mean, I don't know, actually.
This little guy could be feisty, though.
Lanky. He's definitely taller than 5 foot. But then I just, like, found myself on his Instagram today.
Of course.
And he's doing fine. He's like, he's like, I'm coming back this year. But it was, like, 5 months ago when he posted that. He's like, I'm making a comeback with this new album. Here it is. And drop the album. And then.
Nobody can.
Yeah, that was it. Unfortunately. But now he's going to fight the Bagel Boss guy. So.
Right.
Happy endings for all.
Not too bad.
I could ask you a couple questions about your personal habits because we still haven't gotten through them.
Okay, we got a few to do, but I also have to be out of here in about maximum 20 minutes.
That's fine.
Okay, probably more like 15.
What is your discipline in studying?
Well, I don't study at all.
Do you study the Bible?
No.
Okay.
I don't study the Bible. Sometimes I get animal facts sent to my phone every few hours. Or just random facts as well.
That's not studying.
No, but I learn.
That's just a means to harass people.
How dare you?
Like me.
How dare you? It's a fun thing.
Naomi, the queen termite, does not have to do anything except root.
Yeah. Dream life.
I have done a lot of studying. I don't know if you know this, but I actually have a double degree in science and engineering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm aware.
Okay. Just a little joke. But I did not go to any lectures, basically. And then in the week before exams, I would just cram the entire thing. But I was good at it.
That's good. I'm glad. Did you have a fun time at uni then?
I had a fun time, with making friendships and having fun.
Okay, cool.
And then in third year, I was like, oh my God, I want this to go on forever. I like never want to leave. And then I got to fourth year and I was like, I want to die. I need to finish this degree right now or I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, do you read regularly? And if so, what? Who is your favorite author? Outside the Bible, what would be your favorite 5 nonfiction and fiction books?
Okay, well, outside of the Bible.
Obviously, outside of the Bible, because that's all of our number ones.
Well, I don't really. I used to read a lot, but now I usually do audiobooks because I don't.
That still counts. If anyone tells you that doesn't count, then they're a dumb cunt.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I downloaded today because I realized I had an Audible credit, but I haven't started it yet, but I'm very excited too. Is Lily Allen's autobiography?
Oh, yeah. I listened to that.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen to that. I like Lily Allen. You know who I want to write a book? Adie Bryant. Because I love Adie Bryant.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah. Is it because you dress exactly the same?
That's a pure coincidence.
Okay.
I just like her and she's very funny.
She is very funny.
I also love Mindy Kaling and I've read both of her books. Although when I've gone back and listened to them again, there are some bits where I'm like, slightly problematic.
Troublesome. Yeah. Grabbing her hand and putting it on his erect penis.
Yeah. And then her being like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Pretty funny.
Love to be harassed at work.
Also, we both love Eggshell Skull.
Oh, of course.
That was a good one.
Are you scrolling your Audible right now?
Yeah.
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 I love Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Yep.
I've listened to it 4 times.
And wow.
And the, oh my God, the difference it makes. The amount of piles of junk that I can sort through and then just leave lying around the house, say I'm going to get to them, and then just like Mark gets really upset.
Yep.
He's like, you need to fucking put this in a box. And I'm like, no, I need to sort through it. But then I don't. He gets mad. rightfully so. And Atomic Habits is a good, I mean, I guess that's, is that a non, I mean, it's not fiction. I don't really read fiction. I kind of want to get into fiction. If anyone has good fiction, then tell me about it.
You probably wouldn't like it because it's like fantasy. But I used to love the book The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. And then...
The Name of the Wind.
The Name of the Wind. And then the second one came
out. Is it fantasy?
Yeah. But you probably wouldn't like it because I don't assume you'd be into fantasy. Unless it was like science lab or something.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
What are you?
I don't know what you're into.
Science lab.
I don't know.
Fuck you. I like the book that got me into comedy was Yes Please by Amy Poehler.
Ah, I never finished that. I started it and then I kept on putting it down.
Well, I couldn't put it down. And then I was reading it and then I was like, what am I waiting for?
Get it, girl.
You dumb bitch. Just have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Stop coding. It's not important to the fate of the world.
That's true.
Comedy's more important.
Exactly.
Than computers.
Mm-hmm.
really good. Who contributed a lot to the world.
What are your favorite books?
Well, I really like that one.
Yep.
Really like Yes, Please. I usually just read autobiographies of female comedians.
Yeah, me too. Reason. That's all I've ever recommended as well.
and Eggshell Skull.
Yes.
Which obviously we've talked about already. Great book. But then, no, I don't really read that much, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. And I am always honest. That's like my thing.
Well, it's podcasts like are around, and I know you binge podcasts big time.
I do binge podcasts big time. Do you want me to say some of them?
Well, I liked Abby Jacobs' art one, her art podcast.
She has an art podcast.
Yeah, she has an art podcast. It was pretty fun. I listened to it about a year ago. I don't know. I think I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I would not care about that.
Okay.
Art doesn't do it for me.
It's got some interesting stuff. Mm, it's not just disagree. Like, wow, look at this. It's like,
oh, yeah. Imagine if that's all the podcast was. Wow. We're looking at a painting now, and it is good. What are your habits regarding sleeping? Are you lethargic? Are your sleep habits irregular?
Okay, so I should sleep more than I do.
Mm.
But I should sleep the same time Jono sleeps. But sometimes he goes to sleep too early and I can't deal with it. Like last night he went to sleep at like 9:30.
And no, that's I wanted fucking to stay crazy.
Up, but then I end up doing too much. Like if he stayed up till like 10:30, I reckon I go to sleep at the same time as him. But because he goes to sleep at 9:30, I'm like, and then I get caught in like a YouTube wormhole, or I get stuck watching episodes of Glee or just like Facebook videos over and over again until suddenly it's 12:30.
Suddenly.
And then I set my alarm to wake up at 8:30 a.m. But then, like, that's still, like, obviously under 8 hours, because if I go to sleep at 12:30, then from there till 8:30, like, it's 8.5 hours, but I'm not going to fall asleep straight away. It's going to take me, like, 40 minutes to fall asleep.
Wow.
So I'm going to get 7 hours and 50 minutes sleep.
You truly have it tough.
Exactly. I know. Do you want me to tell you how many hours sleep I had last night?
Oh, so much. I want to hear more.
Okay.
More details.
Okay, so where's my sleeping habits?
This is
so good. Last night I only had 7 hours and 25 minutes of sleep. Okay?
Okay.
Then the day before, oh fuck, go down. How do I go to, yes, okay. Then the day before I had 8 hours and 7 minutes of sleep. Then the day before I had a red eye from Perth to Melbourne, so I only had 3 hours and 39 minutes of sleep.
Well, what?
Then the day before that was 6 hours and 41. Then the day before that, 8 hours, 24. Then the day before that, 5 hours, 56. Then the day before that, 4 hours, 19. So bad. Then the day before that, 8 hours, 32. See, it's all up and down. Oh anyway, what about you?
What about me?
Sleep. What is your sleep habits like?
Just terrible. Just awful.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be bad with sleeping.
Absolutely. I stay up late. I like want to be an early bird because I think I actually am happy in the mornings. But then I just like don't get up in the morning. I just can't do it. And I just always stay up late like watching shit. Because yeah, it's like, why go to sleep when you could be watching Glee?
Exactly.
And then a school shooting happens and you're like, well, I can't fall asleep right after watching that. I'm so stressed. I'll just watch a little bit of another one.
Yeah, I think I'm still mentally 14 in the sense that I'm like, I can't sleep. There's life to be lived, but I'm not living any life. I'm just watching videos.
I think I just need help because a lot of the time I'm like, I can't fall asleep to silence.
Okay. I put a podcast in sometimes. I put a podcast in the other night that's just a man talking you to sleep, basically.
Sleep with me?
Yeah, and he wasn't, you know the story behind that? He wasn't originally doing a podcast to help people fall asleep, but then people started.
Really?
Yeah, he was just doing a weird podcast, and then people started saying, I know that this isn't what you want to hear, but your podcast really helps me get to sleep. So then he rebranded the podcast. Now it's one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Imagine finding out that's what your voice was good for.
It is a good podcast. I have listened to that one before. But I also have trouble sleeping sometimes because Mark is so talkative in his sleep. And the other night he said, how are you going to love yourself if you don't already love Zooey Deschanel? And I was like, Mark, have you been having like nightmares?
Is that a
like,
script thing? Is he like remembering a line from a script? That's
no,
so
no script
long.
Says that. And it was so authentic because he pronounced it Zooey because he doesn't know how to say her name. Zooey like, Deschanel. It's not like he's a huge fan. He calls her Zooey Deschanel. And I was like, have you been watching Scary Movies or something? Because he gets nightmares pretty easily. And he's like, no, why? And I was like, oh, you're just doing a lot of screaming. And he was like, he'll just be like, I'll be like watching something and he'll just start. Yeah, he's asleep and he'll just be like, ugh. Naomi! I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's always says shit like that.
I like that you know that in his sleep you're doing some annoying things.
Right? He also said this. He said, what the fuck are you saying? Like, just always attitude with him in his sleep. He's always mean to me. The only nice thing he said is that very uplifting quote about Zooey Deschanel.
How are you going to love yourself if you can't love Zooey Deschanel?
Is that what already loves Zooey Deschanel.
Okay, that's so strange.
I guess it's just a comment on authenticity, because if you don't like her, then you're probably just creating something that isn't there because she's very likable and you probably just hate people who are happy.
Yep.
Because you're not happy yourself.
I'm glad that you read into it so much.
I mean, it's better explanation than what it probably that's is.
Jono's just rude to me in his sleep. Because I'm usually trying...
I think our boyfriends are abusing us under the guise of sleep.
Yeah. Because if I try and get him to stop snoring or try and like be like, hey, can you put this thing on that I bought you so that you don't snore as much or as loud? And he'll be like, no, I don't want to put it on tonight. Or he'll be like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. And then he takes up all the bed. And pushes me off the bed. He doesn't push me off the bed, but I'm like, we're in a king size bed and I have 10 centimeters of bed and I'm teetering on the edge.
You know what they say? Sleepy words are awake thoughts.
Is that what they say? Well, I'm going to be having a chat tonight.
Yes. Danielle, we have 3 reviews.
3?
3 new reviews.
Oh my God, read me the reviews.
Well, I missed one last time.
Okay.
Because I thought it was an old one, but it wasn't. It's from EL94.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Listen to This Podcast.
Okay.
A great recommendation. Good work, for everyone. I know you don't need this because you have 2.5 million listeners, but I noticed you didn't have 2.5 million reviews for some reason.
That's true.
Yeah, damn fucking right. So glad I found this podcast to listen to and often have to stifle a laugh at work so I don't have to explain myself. Please keep going and don't fight because Danielle made a new friend. It will make you stronger. Thanks for all the hours. Bye. Thanks EL94. I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I can feel Danielle pulling away.
Oh my God. Just talk to my boyfriend and organize a time for us to hang out.
You're responsible for all of our relationships. This is T Bombadil.
Mm-hmm.
So glad I found this podcast.
Thank you.
A podcast about two awesome friends sharing opinions and cracking each other up. Sometimes The Bachelor gets in the way, but that doesn't stop them from being hilarious and thoughtful while sacrificing their sanity for us.
Thank you. Finally.
Everyone's so grateful for the sacrifices that we make.
We do go mental on the regular.
We do. Maybe during The Bachelor when we're really sick of it, we can go to the bathhouse.
That's true.
Do you want to do that with me?
Probably not. That seems weird.
To be naked together?
I'd be like, Naomi, stop looking at my tits.
Fine. Also, now I'm watching too much Girl Defined and I don't have a problem. I can stop whenever I want. Besides, you made me this way. Sorry about that one, but that is some good fucking content.
Yeah.
This one's, a long one from Ellie Durkin. She says, great podcast. Really enjoyed this podcast, even though I don't watch The Bachelor or any of the other shows these guys talk about. I started listening after hearing Danielle and Naomi on other podcasts and thinking they were funny enough to listen to no matter what subject they're talking about. And I'm glad I did. I've finally caught up on all the episodes and thought I'd best leave a review because the guilt I feel at the end when nobody has left one is getting too much. I love hearing about how passionate Danielle is about bugs, animals, and eating baby arms, and how passionate Naomi is about feminism and political issues.
We are just two different people.
Oh, we're just a little yin yang, aren't we?
Uh-huh. Well, this really makes you seem like a better person to it me, does. Like an absolute freak.
I love it. Since I got called the problematic one of the podcast.
Yes, that is true. Better. That's true. It's not we true. Know I'm a way better feminist than you.
For fuck's sake. It's like two sides of my own personality split into two separate people where they belong. I'm sure you're fine too, Ellie. Where they belong. I'm not sure how much sense this all makes, but I also want to give a shout out to them for introducing me to Kevin MacLeod's music and graph paper website.
Yes.
I've already used one of his tracks, The Show Must Be Go, on my animation show reel, and it has transformed some very average work. Anyway, keep up the good work. Keep up the singing and be excellent to each other.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ellie. There's also one more.
Oh, my God.
Someone complained that we never read out their review.
Oh.
So then they, like, copy-pasted it.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, now they're yelling at us.
Oh, no.
Sian Downs.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Says, far out Brussels sprout. We love the gals.
That is, I say far out Brussels sprout all the time.
Yeah, but it's from my pilot.
Oh, okay.
God, Danielle.
Sorry.
Mark wrote it in the pilot. Sorry. Remember? And then I was like, that's fucked. And then everyone laughed at it all the time. You should know every line to my pilot.
I'm so sorry.
Danielle and Naomi are bloody legends. They might not get the pot out on time all the time, but at least they keep you guessing and always make me feel better about how shit I think most people and things are. Keep it up. We love you and we love Kevin MacLeod. Anyway.
Thank you so much.
She sent that and she said, this was my review. Don't worry. Doesn't matter now. Hate you guys.
Oh, but we read it out now.
Please come back. And she said, maybe if you're lucky, in capital letters. So... I hope you feel better now. Please love us. Please don't be mad at us. Thank you so much.
Well, this is nice because this is a week Naomi isn't going to yell at you all for not writing a review.
Yeah. Now, okay, so I'm not yelling this week, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel guilt because
it we're still going to need some for next week.
Yeah. In fact, every friend of mine who I talk to who actually listens to the podcast, they like one of the first things I say when we start talking about it, they go, I haven't reviewed it every time with them. So it's all right. I kind of get it. But also just thank you to everyone who reviewed this week.
Thank you. It's you're so better nice. Than all the other people. You're all better. You're all, everybody who's reviewed, you're a better person than all the other people who just listen. We're not asking for money or anything.
Mm.
We're just asking for you to spend 2 seconds of your day writing a thoughtful review. Okay.
Make it thoughtful. Don't make it dumb.
And 5 stars, of course.
Five stars, obviously.
Don't remember that one time somebody gave us a 1 star as a joke?
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Because we... Oh, did they give us a 5 star and then write... Oh, that's right. They gave us a 5 star and then wrote a review that you thought was negative. And then I figured out that it was good.
Even then, it was still a 5 star review. We really have nothing to complain about. But anyway, thank you so much. We love all our listeners who leave reviews.
Yes. The rest of you dumb idiots.
Oh, I was going to say jury's out, but yeah, no. Okay. We fucking hate you so
much. I'll call the shots on that one. Okay, do we know what song we're doing this week?
No, we don't yet.
But oh, maybe typical we can, Naomi not sorting it out.
All right, can you just fucking calm down? Maybe we should do the show must be go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Okay.
Okay, so we were going to do the show must go, but it turns out we've actually already done a sing over for that one. What happens about the day when we have done all of Kevin MacLeod's songs?
That'll never come because Kevin MacLeod keeps releasing songs.
That's right. He's always working.
Like still only looking at like the top songs because we just keep grabbing them as he's making them.
That's
and
true.
Then we still have an entire back catalogue. I mean, we're going to be fine. My God. Okay. If we run out, maybe we can sing over some graph paper or something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll just start doing the hits. Okay, so this song is called Tyrant. And it says, feel, crank it up, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, let's go. You know how to crank. Let's go clockwise, like clockwise, from the top, not the bottom. Grab it from the top, either hand, it doesn't matter. Now crank it, crank it. Like how a clock moves the other way. If you take the part farthest from you and move it to the right, counter widdershins, you know what? It doesn't really need to be cranked. Okay. That was one of the most confusing ones to read.
Fuck yeah, that is a classic Kevin MacLeod description of a song.
That's the shit we're on about, Kevin.
Kevin, we fucking love you, man.
You're our favorite. I want to know if anybody else has ever read out Kevin MacLeod's bios before on their podcasts. Or
I'm sure we're the only ones.
I hope so.
I hope so too, but I also hope not because they all deserve to be read because they're fucking insane.
That's true. They are great.
All right. Well, that's us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I posted something on Facebook.
Did you?
That wasn't even a new podcast release.
What was it?
It was, I pretended to be you.
Okay. Good. What'd you write about?
It was like this big, it was like this big post about like white girls who are obsessed with Korea.
Okay. Yep.
And it was like, don't stop being a Korea boo. Which is, I don't know if you know the term weeboo.
Yeah, I know.
Which is like white people says with Japan.
Yep.
So this was like, don't be a Korea boo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, this is Naomi. But I thought it would be weird if I was like, this is me. Haha. Love Naomi.
All right. Anyway, so if somebody steals my identity, it's Naomi. And if they're only posting things that are like about Naomi, then it's definitely Naomi.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if like...
You
I
killed
stole your
me.
Identity just so I could talk about how amazing I am from your perspective.
Just log into my Facebook fan page. Go check out Naomi. She's the greatest.
Just do a few retweets here and there, you know. Tell everyone you went off to live off the fat of the land somewhere. They'd
I would.
Believe
I'd
it.
Love that.
All right. That's us. Leave a review. Tell your friends about the podcast. The Bachelor is starting in 2 weeks. So it's a good time to get on board.
Yep.
Why don't you throw a listening party? You can get all your friends, sit together in the lounge room and listen like they used to listen to the radio back in the day.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Probably
sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it does sound like a nightmare. Just to silently listen to a podcast.
And then someone talks and it's just like, shh.
Yeah. That'd be so annoying. Although if you all laugh at the same time, that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Which I'm sure would happen because we're very funny.
So funny. That's what everybody says in the reviews.
Well, we're very funny and also insane.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We gotta go.
Bye.
Batch bitch. 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 Batch bitch.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.